Our first scripture lesson today is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. Listen now for God's word to you in this reading of scripture. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, for the word within us. Thanks be to God.
Our next scripture reading this morning comes from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans. I'll be reading from the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2, and then going to verse 9. So let us listen to these words written to the Christian community in Rome. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, and for the word within us, thanks be to God. You know, sometimes after I read a passage like that, I feel like just sitting down. Because The words we just heard in our two scripture readings today basically give us everything we need to know. We've been talking for the past few weeks about following Jesus instead of worshiping Jesus. We've been talking about faith based on values rather than on belief. And this morning we hear from Jesus and we hear from the Apostle Paul ancient words written in different times to different people that speak directly to us about how are we to go about following Jesus. I want to share a quote that I ran across recently. This comes from author Richard Rohr. Some of you are familiar with him. We've studied a couple of his books on our Wednesday night, in our Wednesday night studies. But he says this. He says, "We worshiped Jesus instead of following him on the same path. We made Jesus into a mere religion instead of a journey toward union with God and everything else. The shift made us into a religion of belonging and believing instead of a religion of transformation." You know, in the Christian church, we've been plugging along for centuries now on this paradigm of believing and belonging. You believe the right things, you say the right words, you go through the right rituals. And to put it bluntly, for a large majority of people, it's to just get your ticket to heaven stamped. We've forgotten that Jesus said, "Follow me." Jesus calls us into communion with him. What is communion? Communion is an intimate relationship. It's a symbiotic relationship in which we depend on and have our life in this relationship. And in having our life in this relationship, we become what that relationship is. And this is what Jesus calls us into communion. I heard a fascinating interview this week on my favorite radio program. Actually, radio may be an archaic word. I listen to it on my phone on a podcast. But it's the program, it's on public radio called On Being. On Being by Krista Tippett. How many of you are familiar with that show? Well, I'm going to have a little commercial right now. I want you to go home. I want you to Google that. I want you to bookmark it. It's the best thing out there. She does fascinating interviews every week with theologians, with artists, with scientists, exploring the meaning of life and faith. Well, this past week, her interview was with a naturalist from England. His name is Michael McCarthy. And Michael McCarthy calls us back into relationship with creation. Just a couple of things from that interview. He says, the greatest thing in our lives is the love for another person. Human love is transcendent. I think it's the greatest single experience we can have, and I rejoice when anyone has it and finds it. And if I could wave a wand, the thing I would do is let every individual find the love of another individual. Sounds kind of like Jesus talking to his disciples in that 15th chapter of John, doesn't it? It's all about love. It's not about what you believe. It's about loving one another. Jesus says, I'm leaving you one commandment. This is the night before he was crucified when he's talking to his disciples. I'm leaving you one commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. And I love you enough to give my life for you. Now, in many ways, this is, we take that giving my life for you and we want to pin it on the cross and keep it there. Yes, this is about Jesus' ultimate death. But when Jesus says, I give my life to you, Jesus is talking about, this is what I have done. I have given you my life. I have given you what God has given me. And that is the greatest sacrifice, is to give of yourself to other people. And this is loving one another as we have been loved by the Creator of the universe. Michael McCarthy goes on to say, we humans come from somewhere. And where we came from, where we emerged from, is the natural world. And I want to refer back to a little phrase I pull out often in teaching and preaching. And that's in the story of creation, in Genesis. Our name is Adam. We say Adam, and we've created a mythical character to be named Adam, but Adam is what humanity is named. And Adam means from the earth. We come out of the earth. As I've said before, and I know when you look in the mirror, you think you're more than this. But we're all basically just dirt, water, and air. We come out of the earth. And he says, we emerge from the natural world. Now, this is an amazing thing. And for 50,000 generations, we were wildlife. For 50,000 generations, we were just part of creation. We were just part of the wildlife. Until we started agriculture. And that was about 12,000 generations, or about 500 generations, about 12,000 years ago. And that's when we began to organize ourselves and become civilized. But for 50,000 generations, we were wildlife, and we just don't think about that. And here's what he goes on to say. I cannot see our identity as humans as separate from the natural world from which we emerged. And what I think is that in the end, our spirits have an urge. They have a longing still to be part of it. And I think this longing can surprise you. It could suddenly leap out in certain circumstances. You could suddenly realize you're surprised by the strength of your feelings. But I do feel that to be fully human is to recognize that the natural world is where we came from, and it remains part of us. And without it, being fully human is something we cannot do. What he's talking about is the ultimate communion, the ultimate symbiotic relationship that we as human beings have with the creation in which we live. And Jesus and Paul concentrate this relationship into our relationship with one another, talking about loving one another. And that beautiful reading in the 12th chapter of Romans says, transform your minds. We have to repent. We have to change our perspective. We have to realize that we are a part of one another. We cannot exist on our own. We are totally dependent and interdependent on each other and the creation in which we live. And we find the presence of God in these relationships, and we call it communion. We call it being the body of Christ. And what do we do with communion? We celebrate it. What else do we celebrate? We celebrate birthdays. We celebrate anniversaries. We celebrate graduations. We celebrate weddings. We celebrate at times of great joy, at times when we connect with people and places and events. And we come together at the table to celebrate communion, to celebrate this amazing relationship in which we live, but that most of us have forgotten. And so we come to remember. To remember that we are the body of Christ. We are the presence of God through the relationships that we have with one another and through the relationships that we have with creation itself. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, the famous Jesuit paleontologist of the 20th century, writes about how matter and spirit depend on one another. And his little illustration is that you eat a crust of bread in the morning, and by the time you go to bed that night, that piece of bread becomes your thoughts and your dreams. Because without the nourishment of that bread, the chemical processes and the electronic impulses that are going on in our body would not exist. And so literally, a piece of bread, a hot dog, a hamburger, literally becomes imagination. We live in communion, and we come to celebrate it and remember who we really are. Amen. As we come today celebrating communion, may we remember who we are. May we remember that we are interdependent and dependent on one another, on this good creation, which is the presence of God in our lives. And as Jesus and Paul have called us this morning, let us love one another. And may our lives be transformed. Amen.